KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Let me test out a theory on you. One of the biggest movies of all time was Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was directed by Steven Spielberg and produced by George Lucas, pretty much the most successful team of movie makers in history, and it spawned three follow-up pictures, and each one was a major box office success. Now, the hero character of the series was called what? Do you remember? Of course you do. It was Indiana Smith, the swashbuckling archaeologist action man played perfectly by Harrison Ford. Well, that's what he was called at first, anyway. During the development phase of the project, though, Indiana Smith just didn't seem right to Spielberg and Lucas. There was just some mysterious spark that seemed missing from the name, some lack of zip or punch. So they finally settled on Indiana Jones, and the rest was a multi-billion-dollar movie blockbuster. The question this raises is, would the movies have been as successful if Spielberg and Lucas had stuck with their original name? Does Indiana Smith and the Temple of Doom have the same magic ring? I can't help but think not. And although there is no hard evidence to prove this, there's a powerful sense that Indiana Jones is the name for a major movie hero, and Indiana Smith is the name of a one-picture so-so performer. In other words, it's really hard to know when you embark on making a movie or a TV show or, I suppose, any other kind of risky enterprise, exactly what's going to work and what's going to fail, or why. This autumn, for instance, a lot of highly anticipated feature film releases have sputtered at the box office. The autumn losers represent hundreds of millions of dollars worth of studio investments, and a rational person, someone fluent in current business trends and elemental economic philosophy, in other words, might expect the studios involved to rethink their strategy, to rework the ways in which some projects get moved from maybe to roll film. But that won't happen. The people who make movies and the people who pay for them, which include studios and hedge funds and large pools of investment cash, well, they know, or they should know, that there really is no way to predict accurately which movie soars and which movie crashes. In fact, trying to make sense of it all is a surefire way to lose even more. People who come to Hollywood convinced they're gifted with a nose for hits, people, in other words, who are delusional and possibly insane, well, they're like those inveterate gamblers who insist they have a system to beat the house. No, 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 you don't get it, they say. I have a system. Well, there is no system. Sometimes you make a movie that stars Indiana Jones, and sometimes you make a movie that stars Indiana Smith. You never really know which is which until the movie is in the theater, and by then, it's too late. This week, the latest James Bond picture gets released. Spectre is already doing great business in its first weeks overseas, so expectations here are high. It's a good thing, then, that Ian Fleming didn't name his famous spy, I don't know, something else. It's hard to imagine audiences would still be excited by this piece of dialogue. The name is Smith. James Smith. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll forget all about the writer. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.